My Children, My Africa is the title of Atoll Fugard's play of the stubborn meeting of entrenched reform politics with the newer passion for direct action. The play is set in a schoolroom in segregated South Africa in a town near the end of apartheid. My Children, My Africa is also the anguished, defeated cry of Mr. M., a man who's dedicated his life to teaching his African students. It was IU theater grad student Tara Chusano who approached IU faculty member Murray McGibbon and proposed the production. She's an IU theater and IU summer theater veteran. Chusano has played Matt Groening's Lisa Simpson, Shakespeare's Puck, and lots of roles in between. She played King Lear's daughter Cordelia in McGibbon's production last spring. Director McGibbon is no stranger to the works of Atoll Fugard. He directed Master Harold and the Boys for an IU production in 2005. However, he was reluctant. As he said, My Children, My Africa was a play that I admired but hadn't loved. He also worried about finding an actor to play the authoritarian and conservative teacher Mr. M. With the happy agreement of fellow faculty member Ainsley Valentine to fill the role, McGibbon confesses to having become besotted with the play. Valentine's a recent addition to the faculty of the IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance. With an impressive portfolio of acting, directing, and administering in the arts, longtime IU theater fans may remember that he played the conniving young man in an IU production of Six Degrees of Separation. With Valentine cast as the teacher and Chusano playing Isabel, a white student in the town, the search began for an African-American actor to play Mr. M's star pupil Tommy. Filling the part is IU alum, actor, producer, and composer Youssef Ugumbiada. At IU, he appeared in Dontrelle and in The Red and Brown Water. As a musician, Ugumbiada currently has two self-produced albums to his credit. My Children, My Africa begins as Isabel from an all-white school visits Mr. M's classroom for a debate with Tommy. It's a spirited one, with Tommy taking a position that very much relegates women to the home and garden, and Isabel advocating a more progressive position. The two talk, and though there's always a space between them, form a friendship. Their friendship grows as Mr. M and Isabel's teacher propose that the two compete as a team in a literature competition. In a nicely staged scene, an angry Isabel comes into the classroom with her field hockey stick. She's mad about losing and still mulling over the defeat of her team. An exuberant Tommy comes in from soccer. His team also lost, but he's happy about the game and the way that his teammates played. The atmosphere lightens more as Mr. M has them compete on English literature facts while he chalks up the scores. The two become closer. Isabel even invites Tommy and Mr. M to her home for tea. The only black people who've ever been in Isabel's home are the cook and the delivery man. Tommy is hesitant, despite Mr. M's dictatorial demand, and only consents when Isabel asks him. As they work together, Isabel learns more about the community where these people and Tommy come from. She's more and more appalled and a bit guilty, but still clings to the idea that their friendship is transcendent. Both that friendship and Mr. M's authoritarian approach break down in the face of a general strike that includes the students. Tommy is in the streets doing what he thinks he must and what he feels is right. Mr. M, following his own dictates, gives information to the police about the student leaders. Tommy seeks to protect him, but fails. In the final scenes of My Children, My Africa, Tommy is leaving to join the fight in the north, Mr. M is gone, and Isabel is looking for some sort of comfort. In a sad, tear-stained scene, she follows Tommy's suggestion, placing one of the rocks that the demonstrators threw at a spot where the 10-year-old Mr. M dedicated his life to becoming a teacher. Fugard's play leans heavily on the actors. There are long solo scenes for each of the three, monologues that, though well-written and insightful, are a bit of a tightrope. It's good to be able to say that all three of the actors handle those parts well, when they're by themselves and when they're together. Director McGibbon and the skilled cast do a fine job. The opening night audience gave them a well-deserved standing ovation. Presto Theatre International's debut production of the new interdisciplinary arts group Art of Africa's moving production of Fugard's My Children, My Africa, directed by Murray McGibbon, plays April 27th through the 30th in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.